Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Pick up your stress taco. I'm sure there's other reasons to come by. We've got Maroon 5 tickets to give away, Tolo hats, Taco Bueno party boxes, and once our show's over, there's going to be a Cowboys extravaganza with a former Dallas Cowboys player who is in the Hall of Fame. He plays defense, and he won 5 Super Bowls. I will let you figure that out for yourself as well as the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, good morning. How's it going?
Did you listen to our Jerry Jones interview?
Didn't know you were in such good company with me, huh?
Man, your fancy is all get out, Mickey.
I laughed. That was. it was shocking to you.
Yeah,
he was talking about programming and leading in, and I was like, man, we got a great lead in for Mickey Spagnola. Mickey benefits from this a little bit.
Well, I appreciate your setting it up.
That's what you taught Corey to do. I like it.
Mickey, I didn't really get a true answer from Jerry on Jonathan Mingo. Do you have a thought on that? Because he could be lost for the year if he's not activated.
Well, he's still got
2 weeks?
Another week, right?
Another week.
Yeah, and I just didn't know if there was, like, what the setback was.
Yeah, it said knee, so you're assuming it was maybe irritated something that he was recovering from. Because, I saw him out there the day before, and, he looked like he was moving around fine. And
yeah,
you never know when you go to bed and wake up that something aches, right? So maybe we get a better feel for it, and next week when they do have to make a move. But remember, when you make a move like that, you got to cut somebody to make room.
Yep. Yep.
So, when you start looking at some of the injuries they've got, there's not a lot of positions of excess, I think, out there. Same thing with Kalen Carson, too. He's kind of in the same boat.
Now, I'm intrigued by Tyler Guyton being available and what that play split looks like. Like, I know he was starting, and coach has said, like, he's old school, not a big fan of people losing their starting job specifically to injury. But do you think we might see some switching out at left tackle, or do you like the idea of, hey, this offensive line worked really well last week with Nate Thomas. Let's trot that out there to start and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think they're going to have both guys prepared to play.
Okay.
Even if Guyton starts, Thomas has got to be ready to be the swing guy at either tackle spot. So I would imagine they continued to, give him some reps with the first team. I think, he's taken advantage of his opportunity to earn that and just kind of see how Guyton goes today after 2 days of practice. Obviously, to be able to practice, he's out of concussion protocol.
Right.
And now, you know, you can keep an eye. I mean, think about it. In the previous game, you know, they had Nate Thomas ready to get a series or two at right tackle for Terrence Steele.
Yeah.
So I would imagine, you know, at the left side, they'll see how it goes with Guyton, but I would imagine they've got, want to continue developing Nate Thomas. It'd be interesting to see because I thought he played well, and I think they did too. And the good thing was is, you know, he thinks he needed to play better and thought he was capable of it. So I think that's another point in his direction that, you know, good on you that you're not satisfied.
Now, one of the things I've been super intrigued by, especially for a Cowboys team that feels like maybe they don't have the most margin for error, especially defensively, they haven't turned the ball over at all offensively in the last two games.
And you want me to go tell them that or what?
No, yeah. Continue to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
But like, how sustainable do you think it is for them to continue to be at least even or winning the turnover margin? I know it's not sustainable to just never turn over the ball, but this feels like a huge advantage for this team if they can at least continue to stay a little bit above average in terms of the turnover margin.
Yeah, and I think that that's always, you know, critical in any game to try to win the turnover margin.
Especially because Carolina will turn the ball over.
Yeah, that seems like they will. And again, you know, you want to keep that up and get some takeaways. And, they've been pretty protective of the ball. I'm trying to think. Maybe two lost fumbles. And then Dak doesn't have a bunch of interceptions, right?
Did he Except have for that one game.
That tip, yeah. Was it a tip pass or
somebody's
hands or something? I was trying to remember real quickly. But, yeah, that's a huge thing, especially for, you know, a team struggling on defense. Finally this last week, well, I mean, and it wasn't so much the takeaways. It was the one was really big, but getting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. I always think that's that's awfully, awfully huge. So, the Cowboys had two lost fumbles, and Dak had three interceptions. I remember tip passes, and I know
at least one of them
he forced into the end zone in that one game. I think it was against the Bears, right? They would hope that that was the outlier game, right? That wasn't indicative of how, you know, they're capable of playing. And everybody has one of those during a season, usually two or three, right? You go, oh, what happened there? You know, I'm wondering if the Eagles are thinking, oh, what happened there?
Yeah, but like, by the way, since you brought that up, that's a team that it felt like when you heard all the noise. And I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But that the noise that's displayed in the press is not always 100% indicative of what's happening. But when you hear all that noise and now start to see the losses pile up, and even I think Lane Johnson came out and he was like, hey, our offense needs to be less predictable. It feels like Philadelphia has some really combustible elements moving right now.
Well, I think one of the things that gets overlooked is they come back and it's like, well, they're the defending world champions, right?
Right.
And to me, it's like the beginning of the college season. Well, they're ranked number one. Well, they hadn't done anything to be ranked number one, right? Mm-hmm. Other
in
than somebody
Texas.
Voting for it is impressed, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to earn it. And so, you know, I think everybody should quit with the, well, they're the defending world champions, because it's not the same team. They've lost players or have players hurt that aren't playing. So this is a completely different team than the one that, you know, won. And think about it, they barely got into the championship game, right? Into the Super Bowl. So we'll see if it flattens out or if this is sort of who they are. I mean, think about it. They're one possession away with the Cowboys, that final possession in the opener, of being 3-3 right now.
Right. Right.
So it'd be interesting to. Did you watch the post game?
I can't say that I did.
So they had Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo on there together.
Yeah.
It might have been the most entertaining 10 minutes you've ever seen. Those guys were just out of this world. Jackson Dart, I mean, he's acting like he's been in the league 5 years. Right?
Did Scataboo have his shirt on?
No, they did. They got this deal with Fitzpatrick about take it off, like take a shirt off. So they brought it up, and he started taking his off, and Scataboo took off everything he had, and he got to his T-shirt, and he ripped it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
Hulk style.
And they bumped
Brother.
Chests, right? Yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you chest bumped somebody?
I don't think that's happened. Because if I did it, I'd probably hit them at their knees, right?
Should I assume?
And I didn't do any backflips either, okay?
Okay. And you've never ripped your shirt off in excitement?
No.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Smart answer.
And it's a good thing, too, right?
Mickey, I
don't know.
How is Ferguson liking or handling or enjoying all the targets, all the looks, and all the opportunities he's getting right now?
Yeah, I think it's revigorating for him after last season, having to go through, mostly. I mean, he was, I don't know if he was ever healthy, right? But he played through it like a good tight end. But yeah, I hadn't had any touchdown catches since the end of the 2023 season. And then, you know, to get 3 in the last 2 games and 2 in 1 game, I think he's, you know, revitalized. And I think he understood how good he was. And now the fact that there's some production, they're relying on him. I think he thinks this is great. And, you know, I brought it up yesterday, you guys, that, you know, when we were talking about the running game, you know, you got to give these tight ends credit, too. It's not all about catching passes, right? You got to be able to block and, you know, do your job at the line of scrimmage. And I think they, all 3 of them, have certainly done that. But, yeah, I heard him do an interview for .com yesterday, and he's pretty stoked about how the season's going so far.
I know you don't necessarily engage in the over-under of the football world, but Carolina has had their own struggles on defense. It feels like we have talked plenty about the Cowboys' struggles on defense. Do you envision this? And I know we'll get to a prediction in a minute, but do you envision this as a high-scoring game?
I don't know what the over-under is, but I bet.
What do you think it is?
I'm trying to judge by how I picked the game. I'm guessing it's 48 or 50.
Ooh, 49 and a half.
Oh, wow. I swear I didn't know. I had no idea.
I think that's the first thing he looks at in the morning every day.
I don't know. Right? Sometimes, Mickey, these predictions
the
are pretty
spread.
Close.
Or yeah, the point spread.
These predictions are pretty close to Vegas sometimes.
Hey, I've been doing this a while, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good idea.
I already heard a good job recommendation for you from Jerry Jones this morning. So what are you feeling in terms of your prediction for this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know that they've fixed everything defensively.
Sure.
But I did look to see what Carolina was doing prior to Rico going off for 206 yards. And yep. In the first four games, they were averaging just a little above 100 yards a game rushing. So it wasn't anything spectacular. But if you add those 206, right, to around 410, then it looks, yeah. Oh, boy, they run the ball well.
For
well,
sure.
They did for one game. So, and I don't know, is Rico better than Chuba Hubbard? And, you know, that's who he was playing behind. And from what I read out of Charlotte, you know, people were starting to complain, well, why did we hire this guy for, or, you know, sign this guy for that money that he got? And all he's averaging is about 40 yards a game. So,
right.
You know, then he gets an opportunity, and it's like, shut up, right? Just like that. So, I think, you know, this run game, they weren't all that great about it even before this, right? I think the Packers ran for like 160-some yards. Now, I know some of these stats get skewed because – you played 2 10-minute overtime games, right?
Yeah.
So you've played more. You're going to give up more. But they weren't real good against the run against the Packers. So I think it went from like 164 to 144. So maybe an improvement. And the fact that they did better cutting down on the explosive pass plays, I think, was encouraging. But, yeah, they're going to get tested in the run. And, you know, they watch tape. They see. And they're going to come at them, and they better be ready, and they need to be better. But again, if you can hold a team to less than 25 points with this offense, I think you give the Cowboys a chance to win.
Which means your prediction is?
Cowboys 33, Carolina 23.
Ooh, you heard what he just said. Pound the over.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Thank you very much, good sir. Let's talk again on Monday.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do that with your money, okay?
All right, I'll do it with Kevin.
See
money.
You guys.
Fair. All right, there you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.